This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. After many delays, the UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to desperate civilians in Gaza. But the resolution is without the original call for a, quote, urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 13-0, with the United States and Russia abstaining. The revised text was negotiated during a week and a half of high-level diplomacy by the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and on behalf of Arab nations and others. U.S. President Joe Biden is increasingly isolated on the world stage over his support for Israel's military campaign. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has more.
As Israel continues its ground operation, President Joe Biden's unwillingness to call for a ceasefire has damaged ties with members of the American Muslim community who organized the Abandon Biden campaign. National Security Council's John Kirby acknowledged the anger.
We're absolutely listening and trying to get a better understanding of all these different perspectives. That said, no nation should have to live with the threat that Hamas poses to Israel. No nation should have to live with that next door.
Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict that over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in the U.S. convicted on marijuana charges are getting presidential pardons. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The White House says President Biden's pardoning thousands convicted of use or simple possession of marijuana on federal lands and here in Washington. He's also granting clemency to 11 people serving what the White House calls disproportionately long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. They're the president's latest actions aimed at rectifying racial disparities in the justice system and eliminating barriers to jobs, housing, and education. He's again calling on governors and local leaders to take similar steps to ease marijuana convictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Some Catholic bishops say they will not follow the Vatican's new direction on allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Others have fiercely criticized it, with one bishop describing the new policy as hidden, quote, evil. The strong reactions show how Pope Francis's move to make the church a more welcoming place for the LGBTQ+ community continues to spark resistance and rebellion among traditional Catholic leaders. Bishops in Poland, Kazakhstan, Zambia, Malawi, and elsewhere say they would not allow priests to give blessings to same-sex couples and are pushing back against the new policy approved this week by Pope Francis. In Nazareth, the town where Christians believe Jesus lived much of his life, Christmas celebrations have been scaled back in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza, Henry Wilkins reports.
This year, the streets are empty. The Christmas tree is nowhere to be found. The Reverend Simeon Bachali, the priest here, explains that Christmas celebrations have been scaled back this year in solidarity with Christians and Palestinians in Gaza.
It's a very bad situation, very sad situation. We see the thousands of people that died, children and babies.
Christian leaders in Nazareth and many other Israeli towns and cities, including Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, have coordinated to scale back celebrations this year. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Nazareth, Israel.
Greece is planning to offer exclusive guided tours of the ancient Acropolis, its most powerful tourist magnet, to handfuls of well-heeled visitors outside normal operating hours. The program is part of an overhaul of ticketing policy for Greece's archaeological sites and museums. A culture ministry official said Friday that the new Acropolis tours, starting in April, will allow up to four groups that pay 5,000 euros each to visit the site in Athens without its usual crowds. Each group can have a maximum of five people, although individuals prepared to cover the full group fee are welcome to visit on their own. The official says the proceeds will be plowed back into cultural projects. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.